Do you think your house could be haunted? We talked about this 24 hours ago. We brought my mother on the air. I was telling you about my nephew who said something really creepy. He said, hi. He said my grandpa, his grandpa says hi, which is my deceased father.
Right.
And he's never met him. And we decided to get my mom to tell us some things that she's heard in my childhood home. We got our friend of the show, Harley. He's a medium. He's an intuitive advisor. And he actually came to my childhood home last night.
Exactly. We went all through the house. It was amazing. And then we sat down and had a chat about what he felt.
Now, there was a lot of things that he discovered, and it was scary how accurate they were.
Looking at your face and your mom's face. I mean, your mom was, she was in tears, wasn't she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because there were some things he said, like, there was no way of him knowing that.
Yeah.
Right? One of the things that struck me is that we started talking about my late father, and he started to say something about papers, because my dad was actually really, really a disorganized person.
Right.
He had papers everywhere. And this is what he told us in the seance.
I see this gentleman's telling me about papers. A stack of papers, okay? And I have a feeling that you had to go through a stack of papers after he passed, and you had trouble understanding. Not that he was disorganized, but he understood, okay, things, and it wasn't important if anybody else would understand it later, because he was going to live forever.
He couldn't have nailed that more. My father used to say, I'm going to live forever. He literally would say that.
The look on your face when he said that was unbelievable.
Scary.
And he was disorganized. You said it was a mess after he passed, trying to reconcile everything, right?
Brutal. My mom had tears right when he said that.
Yeah.
Also, he was talking about another male presence. Mm-hmm. My mother went on to tell him that my grandfather, my father's father, did live with us for a while. He was unhappy. There was a lot of friction between him and my mother.
Yeah.
And he was dead on about that too. It was so freaky.
He did say that there's no hard feelings now, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He said he was a bit of a grumpy guy when he was here. He's like, but no hard feelings now. It's not a bad spirit.
Yeah. He also went on to say there was no way of him knowing this, that him and my father was in a bad place until he met my mother,
right?
Which was completely by fluke. And my mom's reaction to this was unbelievable. She couldn't believe that intuitive advisor Harley said
meeting
this.
You was probably the thing that changed his life the most. And if you think of the way you met, it never should have happened. It was by coincidence, like you would not believe. It's like somebody saying, let's go somewhere, and you say, no, I don't want to go. And at the end, they hound you so much that you go, and you meet this man, and that changes your life, and it changes his life, and you have many, many years together, unfortunately not as many as you should have had.
I didn't want to go out with my friend that night. I went to a discotheque. It was the Dominic's discotheque. I didn't want to go that night, and my friend convinced me, oh, come on, go, you know? And that's when I met him.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, and I thought I gave him the wrong phone number, but apparently I gave him the right one.
So he nailed that. It was quite scary.
Nailed it.
There was also a room where, it was actually my old room.
Yeah, we learned something about Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, there was kind of a funny moment that happened last night.
In that cupboard.
In the cupboard is a thing that goes up into the attic up on top.
But there's nothing that you've been looking for that you can't find, because I'm pretty sure if you look in that cupboard, you're going to find it.
Really?
Because it seems there's stuff in there that shouldn't be in there.
Really? Well, I did find some condoms the other day, but that was...
You have to put that on. You have to put that on tomorrow morning.
You have to run the side of his room.
Anyway, that was a very embarrassing moment.
Vinny's condoms.
And they were way expired,
Oh, God.
Be careful who you bring into your home. They might discover things that could rat you out.
Be more careful, Vinny.
Anyway, all in all, it was an incredible experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't have anything to clear out of the house, though, right? Because he said they were happy spirits.
Yeah.
The spirits are there. They are good. So we really sort of want to look for somebody in Montreal who lives in a legit haunted house, who's dealing with maybe other things. And maybe it's not all positive that you're seeing and feeling around your house. We're already getting texts about this, actually. This text says, our place is haunted. The children have seen a girl in the basement, as well as a lot of paranormal activity.
God.
Yeah, it says, we had our local priest in to bless the house, and he left quickly, leaving us a jar of holy water. We called him to come back, but he did not want to return. That's from Connie in Verdun. So these are the kind of stories that we need. And because we want to bring Harley to come and visit a home, right?
And I knew doing this and talking about this experience on air, it would inspire others to come forward and talk about things that they hear in their house. Because this happens often.
Yes.
Right? And we want to send Harley to your place.
Yeah.
for a seance.
I want to come too. I guess I'm invited. Because I love this.
Sure?
Yes,
yeah.
I do. Oh, okay.
All right, so we're going to follow up on this next week. You can text us at 9925. You can also add your comments on Facebook. There's a video there if you want to check it out at the Beat 9025. Here's